This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was laughing because I was texting my wife during the break.
I laugh.
And I usually do a lot of our grocery shopping.
Uh-huh.
And I usually take my son with us, who's three, because like it's just like an easy thing. He likes going to the store or whatever. It's like an easy way to get him out of the house. And she texted me because she just picked him up from daycare today. And I was like, how's he doing? She was like, good. He's talking about Spider-Man yogurt. And because he's really into this show, there's a show on Disney Plus. It's called like Spidey and His Amazing Friends. It's like cartoon, yeah. Whatever. He like loves it. And so she texted me and said he was talking about the Spider-Man yogurt. And I was like, yeah, he saw this Spider-Man themed yogurt when we were in the dairy section. And he like pointed it out to me and said he wanted it. And I picked it up and I looked at it and I thought about it. But he's also, as a toddler, in that stage where like, he's eats some things and doesn't eat other things, and something that just because he likes the packaging doesn't mean he's going to eat it. Yep. And I read the flavors of the yogurt, and I was kind of like, I don't know if these are going to be a hit or not. I just need like standard flavors. Like I just need like vanilla.
Yeah, give me strawberry. So give me banana.
So I didn't end up getting it, and so she said she picked him up from daycare, and he's like going on this entire conversation tirade about how Daddy saw this Spider-Man yogurt. He was going to get it at the store, but he didn't get it at the store, but I want to get it. And he's like telling my wife all this in the car, and she was very confused. And I was just like smirking because it's like, these are the moments where you realize like how observant. I mean, you know, as a father, how it goes, like especially at this age where like they just like progress through things. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're really picking things up. He like remembered that entire thing from yesterday. Among all the things that were going on in his little world, he remembered that I picked up this Spider-Man yogurt, looked at it, and then decided not to buy it. And he's now telling my wife that he wants it.
This is
funny.
I'm going to tell you, man, there was a whole stretch where, you know, like it's like the as seen on TV products.
Yeah.
Well, they have those same thing for kids. And so my kids would watch like the Disney Channel when the twinnies were like 7 or 8. And they would be like, hey, man. And they would do the pitch to me that I just watched in a commercial. And so I'll remember the pitch because I kind of have that weird advertising, yeah. You know, so I'll remember it because I'm always interested in how people sell things. So they'll pitch me verbatim what the thing said. And I'm like, you can barely spell. What the hell are we doing here? you still say like hospital wrong and stuff like that. What are we doing here? And the funny thing is, because, you know, kids are so great about this. They're so earnest. Like, Dad, we need this. And it's so funny because now I miss that kind of thing. Because now they're like, Dad, I just want to go to Barnes & Noble and get some books. You know, like, that's all three girls. That's what, like, or I want to go to this store and I want clothes. So I kind of miss the days where they're like, hey, this, you know, kids sparkle lights. And let me tell you why. And it's like, you are so susceptible to pitches. I kind of miss it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm pretty good about, like, whenever we go to Walmart, for example, he'll want to go to the toy section. I let him pick out a toy to play with while we're at the store, and then he has to give it up at the end. Because I'm not going to be that guy who just,
good
like...
Good training habit,
but,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, like, and we, sometimes we do, like, the, let's take a picture for Santa Claus, and we'll let him know that's... But yeah, like, but when it comes to food stuff, he sees something that's, like, themed a certain way, and I usually buy it because I'm like, eh, it's just food. Like, he'll eat it, right? But lately, because he hasn't been eating those things, that's where I get the regret that you talk about, where it's like, you're susceptible to pitches. I just give in when it comes to these food things. He's like, oh, look at that Paw Patrol themed, whatever,
what
mac and cheese.
What about Go-Gurt?
We do like an off-brand of Go-Gurt because I think it's like a little healthier.
And it's a little, not you can pay for it.
Yeah.
You don't have to take a mortgage in your house for it.
But also, now he's picking up on the fact that there's like, I don't know, if there's a Spider-Man themed Go-Gurt at some point, he's probably going to want that over the other yogurt tubes that we
get. It's so funny you say that. When they start are like, no, I don't like that brand. It's like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I love you.
Oh, he did that the other day.
Yeah.
Because so we're like just about to start the potty training stage. We have to do it. Yes.
Oh, him. Sorry.
We have to rip off the Band-Aid, but he still is in the, you know, he goes to the potty sometimes on, like, he'll be like, I want to go, and we'll put him on. So he kind of gets
same.
But he's still mostly in diapers, right? And the other day, like, we were just in a pinch and I needed diapers because we were like out. It was like when we got back from our trip. And we went to, like, we were at Walmart, and the Walmart we were at didn't have the box that we normally get. And it was like, the colors were different. There's like a purple one and a yellow one. And he knew, I bought the purple one. He threw a fit all the way to the checkout. Those aren't my diapers. He was screaming his head off in the store about it. We got home, he tells my wife, Daddy got the wrong diapers. And every time we changed, it was like a pack of like 10 diapers. Like, it wasn't even that many diapers. I just need to get through like 2 days. And he's like telling my wife that we didn't
just
get the right diapers.
You down.
It was awful.
So, very similar situation. Ness and I, the twins were still in diapers. Livy had been potty trained, but Livy is kind of the worst way my brain works, where she's just like, it's just a vault of information.
Yeah.
And so she must have been five and a half or six, somewhere in there. And Ness and I were in a bad spot. Our relationship was not in a good spot.
Oh, no.
We were working opposite schedules.
Oh, no.
So we never had time for each other. It was really one of the hardest times we've been through.
Yeah.
We had three kids all under six. The twins were awesome, but they were a handful. Livy was in school. So we were taking care of grandma. We had so many things. And Vanessa was like, I need you to stop and get diapers. And so I got them. And it was the same thing. It was just the...
They're not my diapers.
They had changed. They had changed the packaging of the, actually, like, the way they presented them. So it wasn't even it was nothing I could control. And I was already defeated. It was a long day. And the next morning, I get Livy up at 6, I wake the twins up, changing them. And she just goes, oh, dear. And I'm like, what, babe? And she goes, Mom is not going to be happy about this.
Oh, my God.
And dude,
she like ratted you out already.
It was so sweet the way she said it. And she was so right that Vanessa's first question was going to be, you idiot, you bought the wrong ones because we were not in a good spot. And oh, man, I felt so defeated that morning. Like, it was a silent drive to drop Livy off to the thing. I came back. Yeah, TVs were off. We were in a low spot there because I was like, it's not my fault. And I know I'm going to get in trouble for it.
Kids are so good at just like pointing out the obvious and like making you feel sort of worse about it. But also, so they say it in a way where you can't possibly be mad at them for saying it.
But also saying it with a way of like empathy.
Yeah.
Of like, that was what Livy was like, oh, you are going to get in so much trouble. And I was just like, I know. Now, we got Jeff Hathorn to talk about this in a few minutes. We don't have time for the audio, but Tyler Dunn, both on Ken's Infinity Sports Network show this weekend and today on with the Morning Boys, he continues to pitch this idea that the Browns quarterback situation is better than the Steelers. And some of that is based in the fact he doesn't think Aaron Rodgers is going to work out in Pittsburgh. But I hear him talk, and I'm just like, this to me is part of the analysis that frustrates me in the NFL, where the hopes, wishes, and dreams that nothing is guaranteed of a quarterback room in a year from now, well, that's better than they have a legitimate Hall of Famer in the damn room who has a chance to at least continue to do what they did with Russell Wilson last year, which is win 10 games a season.
Yes, but I tend to agree with Ty in terms of like the overall outlook. Like in this season, do I think the Browns room is better? I mean, theoretically, the Browns room could be better if Shedeur Sanders turns out to be the guy that we think, which I believe he's the most talented guy on this roster.
Theoretically versus practicality,
but obviously,
like real
obviously,
life.
Yes, you have Aaron Rodgers as a Hall of Famer, but the thing to remember, and this is something that Ty also brought up this morning when I was listening, he mentions, like, is that the same Aaron Rodgers Hall of Famer that is that became Aaron Rodgers Hall of Famer? Like, is the does the aura match the name essentially? Because the guy that was that became a bona fide Hall of Famer that at points in his career I was saying was like, this is the most talented thrower of the football I've ever witnessed in my life. That guy's not there anymore. Like, the Achilles tear has ruined his mobility. We saw that last year. He's very much now just a pocket quarterback. And that wasn't how Aaron Rodgers became the guy that he was.
But see, I think this is what's interesting about what you're saying, because Ty is right about how Aaron makes his business. Last year, that Aaron Rodgers, who was unplayable for the first half of the season and really good in the second half, if you aggregate that, the average of that is better than anything Pittsburgh's had since like 2018 with Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, and that's probably true. But I'm saying, like, when you talk about outlook, like, I don't have a ton of confidence that... Also, like, Aaron Rodgers has basically already conceded, like, this is his last season, and he was on the McAfee show talking about, like, I'm ready to have some fun this year with Mike Tomlin. It's like, have fun. Like, that team has legitimate Super Bowl aspirations, and you're just, like, showing up with a wounded leg thinking that you're going to, like, take him to a Super Bowl? I just don't think the juice is fully worth the squeeze with Aaron Rodgers anymore. And it's not like you're going to have time to see it through and hope, like, maybe a couple years removed from this will be even better. Like, this is a one-and-done situation. And what were we saying about the Steelers? We were laughing at the Steelers quarterback situation before Rodgers signed on the dotted line. We didn't even know if he was going to sign on the dotted line. We weren't.
JP might have. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to do the thing nobody has, and I think you're going to get at least a playoff win out of them this year. I think people are so off on the Rodgers thing because they don't like him, and because, quite frankly, there are valid reasons to look at how the Steelers have run back that quarterback room.
You mean like how the Jets were going to make a playoff run and win playoff games with Aaron Rodgers?
I think that's a little bit different. That's the worst organization in football.
But a more talented team than even Pittsburgh.
No.
I think their roster was more talented last year.
No, I disagree. In fairness, Steelers have an aging defense. That's fair. They've also souped it up in the back seven. They also have swapped out a highly unreliable but wildly talented George Pickens for a pretty darn talented DK Metcalf, even though I know DK has not been himself. But he's still better than Jerry Jeudy. So I guess my problem is with this, is it's like there is something concrete in Pittsburgh where if you go, all right, if we're just talking about this year, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is better than anything you have in your quarterback room. Even if we go beyond that, what we're selling for the Browns is hopes, wishes, and dreams till they land the plane and get the number one pick or number two pick and take the damn quarterback.
Right. But I'm saying
like that's like creative magical thinking versus what's actually in front of what the Steelers are going to do this year.
But the difference is like the Browns actually embrace the thing that gets you that quarterback. The Steelers refuse to.
No,
and
they
so,
haven't.
And so, yes.
No, they're trying
they
to win this year.
Kevin Stefanski is
trying to win this year. Yeah, he's not tanking.
But with two first-round picks, they have the luxury to be able to do that because you can just package those together and move up where you need to potentially get the guy.
Unless the top three teams actually need quarterbacks, at which point you're in the same. If you've got the fourth pick and the first three teams all need a quarterback and are going to take a quarterback and there's three quarterbacks, like there's a lot of math here that like. It doesn't exactly math. There's a lot of risk in their plan, just as there is with the Steelers.
My thing is just this. The Steelers, before they signed Aaron Rodgers, we were all looking at their quarterback situation, and I argued...
Because it was Mason Rudolph.
...that the Browns' room at that time was better than the Steelers' situation, and that if they didn't get Aaron Rodgers, it was going to be a disaster. And that's, I guess, they traded for Kirk Cousins. But regardless, okay, it's a one-year payoff. And yeah, maybe they go win the Super Bowl and then I'm eating crow here on Afternoon Drive with you in a future show down the line.
If they win a playoff game, you should be eating crow because you're acting like Aaron Rodgers is like...
I don't think they're going to win a playoff game, though. You think Aaron Rodgers is beating some of the top teams in the AFC just because
Aaron
it's the Steelers
Rodgers,
and they can't win in the first round anyway?
I think they won 10 games and got embarrassed in the playoffs
with
Russell Wilson.
They built their offense now around like 13 personnel. And that doesn't win.
Same as the Browns.
That's not going to win that time of year, I just don't think.
Same as the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns. Have the Browns won lately that time of year? No.
Lately? Well, 5 years ago is relatively lately. 216-474-0092. What's the better quarterback spot, Browns or Steelers? I just think I think analytics guys or the way we've talked about, they've got a 3-year plan. Yeah, but year one of it isn't all that great. Whereas the Steelers, year one of a 1-year plan actually might work out this year. And I think we're getting lost in the general conversation is getting lost in the details. Jeff Hathorn, sports director at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, will answer that question. Better quarterback spot this year, Browns or Steelers, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. head out to the fan hotline here and welcome on Jeff Hathorn, sports director at 93.7 The Fan, to get in on our conversation we were just having about the Browns and Steelers quarterback situations. Jeff, welcome to the show.
They are situations, aren't they, boys?
I would say that's a great word for it. Like the other day, yeah. I said we were like trying to come up with a tier to describe like the Browns quarterback situation, and I said it exists. It does. It happens. There are four quarterbacks, five in that room, and we will talk about it. Who do you think has the better quarterback spot, Jeff? The Browns or the Steelers?
Ooh, I think there's more depth with the Browns. I mean, the Steelers have a Hall of Famer. I don't know what level he's at, but I think the depth is definitely there with the Browns, but I think both sides are trying to figure out what in the world they're going to do at quarterback. I mean, the Steelers are going to know for 1 year, but then they're right back to where they were at the start of this season before they signed Rodgers.
Along those lines, Jeff, because that's kind of the premise of the debate that Nick and I were just having, where from a future standpoint, like, yeah, the Steelers probably have the advantage right now in the moment with Aaron Rodgers, but moving forward, the Browns are in a more advantageous situation with the draft pick situation they have and maybe not being as good this year, that they can potentially bottom out and maybe find that franchise quarterback. The Steelers for years have refused to do something like that. So what is the grand plan at quarterback beyond this year? Or is it a situation where they're just not even really thinking about anything other than 2025?
Well, I mean, the grand plan was the guy that's part of your quarterback rotation right now. Oof. Kenny Pickett was the grand plan, but they overdrafted Kenny, and it just didn't work in Pittsburgh. And, you know, obviously, it's the situation it is now. Yeah, their plan is to use some of their draft capital and move up next year in the draft to wherever that might be, to whomever that quarterback might be, whether it's Sellers, whether it's Manning, what. They're pushing this down a year, but they feel like Aaron Rodgers has given them a gap year. So because they have that gap year, they have the ability to not reach for one this year, which they didn't do. Although I'm sure there are a lot of, you know, fans of your show that think Will Howard can be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
We might have talked about that a couple of times. Jeff Hathorn on the fan hotline. I do want to get to Kenny Pickett because I think you could give us some interesting insight on this. Yeah. He's the quarterback I really, really just do not care for in the quarterback room. Talking about the player, not the person. But specific to the bar, like I look at Aaron Rodgers and I think he's better than Russell Wilson last year. I think the team actually might be a little better as well with Metcalf. And I think back end of the secondary there, I think might be a little better. So I look at that and I'm like, I think they can win 10 plus games again, and I think they can win a playoff game. So that to me is where their bar for success is. It does seem all in. What's the bar for the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers this year?
Yeah, every year is all in with the Steelers. They believe they can win every year. There is no rebuilding. There is no retooling. If any year it was going to be this year when, okay, they didn't draft a quarterback in the first round. All right, this is going to be the year. They're finally going to accept the fact that they're not good enough. And you kind of felt that way. And then Rodgers signed. And then before that, you made the Metcalf deal. But even that could be more down the road. But the Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith trade says, okay, they think they can win right now. And that part is kind of confusing, but that's a Steelers mentality. They think every year Super Bowl is attainable. And this year they had to make a lot of outside moves to try to feel like they could get into that point. And, I mean, they go into it thinking that, hey, if Aaron has that 1 year and the defense comes together and Jalen Ramsey really helps spark, you know, some turnovers in that secondary, they have an offensive line that's back together and they feel like that's going to be better and they like the trio of running backs they have. And that's how they walk into, you know, 2025 thinking that somehow it's going to be better. But the reality is, and it's the same for Cleveland, is both teams are looking up at two better quarterbacks, no matter who is the starter in their division.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jeff Hathorn, sports director at 93.7 The Fan, our sister station in Pittsburgh, joining us on the show.
Why isn't it like a brother station or like a cousin station? I don't know why we settled on sister station.
That's just always what they say in the business. I don't know. Sidebar. That's a good question.
I mean, sometimes fighting cousins, but I still think family, you know?
Well, listen, I've known some yinzers. It's lucky if they're only fighting.
And listen, my daughter goes to school at Case Western, so I feel like I've got Cleveland... Cleveland ties myself.
Well, now you got a pass. All right, now she's one of us.
I want to pivot to T.J. Watt momentarily, because you talk about Jeff this sort of being this all in as they add Aaron Rodgers to the mix here moment for Pittsburgh to try to chase that Super Bowl and maybe get that flash in a pan final season for Aaron Rodgers, and it puts you over the top and you finally win the playoff games and all those things. But I would imagine that a lot of that being all in centers around T.J. Watt being part of this team. And there's been a lot of talk lately about his contract situation. He's a little unhappy, and even some trade rumors popped up. What's the latest with him? And is there any, like, what are the concern levels, I guess, from fans in terms of, like, if this is going to become a bigger problem as training camp sort of commences here?
Well, because it's T.J., there's concern from fans. I mean, and the fact that trade is thrown out there, and then, you know, you let your mind wander about different options or, hey, you know, and then you get those reports or people say, well, you know, they could get this for TJ, and then their minds start thinking, oh wow, we could get all of this for TJ, when in reality there's no way that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a long process. TJ wants more years, and he wants 1 cent more than Myles Garrett. That's a big deal to him. And if that means over the length of the contract, then maybe it's not 1 cent more per year, but it is in total money or over the length. So we'll see how this plays out. There was some angst last year about Cam Hayward and giving him 3 years at his age, and he had a spectacular year. So I don't expect any side to budge. Whether he shows up to training camp in a week is going to be a question, because he didn't show up to minicamp for the first time ever. So even though he had contract negotiations that went down to 2 days before the start of the season last year, I think this one's going to be a little bit more contentious, It's not 26-year-old TJ. It's 30-year-old TJ. And I think that makes the Steelers pause a little bit more than maybe they did back 4 years ago.
So I know this is going to be a little bit of a loaded question, but there was the NFL honors response by TJ when Miles won the MVP, where it sure seemed like he felt entitled to that award. Now you talk about he wants one more cent a year than Myles Garrett. This feels a little one-sided. Why does TJ have such a sore spot about Myles Garrett?
He just feels that he's the best. And I think that he competes at everything. He is one of those guys. And I'm sure Miles is very similar. He wants to win everything. And this is a competition to him. How many sacks, defensive player of the year, contract. It's all a competition. It's what fuels TJ and probably fueled JJ as well. Although I don't think to the same extent. I don't know if TJ has this, you know, bigger brother thing where I don't know what it is, but it's made him a great player. So it's hard to argue with the results on the field, but he is an insanely competitive person. And that's, again, going to factor into this and why it's going to probably be a long process unless the Steelers just, you know, bend over and say, okay, here you go. I don't think Omar Khan and the Steelers are going to do that. I think they're going to work this negotiation until the last minute.
So since we're on the topic of TJ, just real quick, sort of backtracking slightly, you said you think it's going to be contentious. You said you think it's going to take some time. But would you commit to the idea that it does get finalized and TJ Watt is still with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I do. I think that's going to happen. I think they'll get that done. Cam Hayward even said, you know, hey, I'll barge into the office and tell them we need to get this done. And while, you know, he doesn't hold ultimate weight, I think he speaks for the guys in the room. They want to go forward with TJ. Maybe there were other free agents or guys that were looked at for new contracts that they wouldn't have said the same thing for. But TJ, the respect is off the charts in that locker room.
All right. One more before we go here. Kenny Pickett's here. A lot of people have spun this narrative that it was all in the Steelers, why he didn't work out. What does Kenny Pickett do well when he's doing the best things that Kenny Pickett does?
Yeah, and let's start. He's a good dude who gives every amount of effort you would ever want. What happened here is he had an offensive coordinator in Matt Canada that really didn't know what he was doing in the NFL, and that factored into some of the problems. Plus, he didn't have a lot of offensive weapons. There was a lot of turnover on the offensive line. What he does well is he's a little bit more than a game manager. He can throw some occasional deep ball, but doesn't have the greatest arm. He's accurate. He'll put all effort in to try to get that extra yard, to try to get that first down. I put him in the TJ Carrick categories in terms of competitiveness. He showed that a lot at Pitt. And I would say this, no one in the college game thought he would amount to much. And there he was at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. So I don't want to say that he can't do it. He's just not as physically gifted as some of the other quarterbacks in the league. If you gave him a good offense, I think he could be a good quarterback. But I don't think he's a guy that could make chicken salad out of something else.
By the way, I tried to do that earlier, and I completely butchered that saying. I got it ass backwards. Jeff, really good
That's
stuff, buddy.
I was being really careful because I don't want our stations to be fined.
I thank you for that. And this is what makes us sister and or brother and or sister, brother, cousins, stations.
Brother-in-law.
Jeff, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Jeff Hathorn there, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh on the Fan Hotline. We will react to what he had to say later in the show because we got Albert Breer, MMQB, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We welcome in our guy on vacation. I'm going to assume off the beach of the MMQB, the great Albert Breer. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? I'm trying to not punch the gas this week, but it's hard not to with all the stuff going on. So trying to keep the tank as full as I can before next week.
Man, I'm telling you, Spencer and I both just recently came off vacations. and they were great vacations, and then we went right into work, and it is amazing how unvacationy it you sucks, get very quickly.
What did you say? I saw I missed that last part.
I said it's amazing how quickly unvacationy life can become.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys. Like maybe it's a little different because like the way calendar works for me, because like my life ends like at the end of July every year. But I get that like anxiety when I'm at the end of my vacation in July. Of it's like the exact same feeling you got before like two-a-days started in high school, or before the first day of school when you were younger than that, where it's like once you're in it, it's fine, but like looking at it is kind of scary. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, by the way, I still feel that way. Every once in a while, we're like, I guess I'll go do 5 hours, and then it ends up being no big deal. So you wrote about the Browns quarterback situation and your takeaways here this week. Can you walk us through your thoughts on the balance of trying to see if any of these young guys have anything that they can put forward this year on the field for the Browns in camp versus maybe giving everybody the best chance to compete early in the season?
Well, let's start here. They're not starting from zero. They're not going into this with no information on these guys. And there's a reason why they held Joe Flacco back in the spring and kind of gave him, like what I've called with you guys, a first-round bye in the quarterback competition. And, so they've gathered information on Kenny Pickett. They've gathered information on Dylan Gabriel. They've gathered information on Shedeur Sanders. And they know where all four guys are right now. There's going to be somebody who's going to take a jump or has taken a jump based on the work he's done and the whatever it is, 40 days between the end of minicamp and the start of training camp. That's possible. But I would think, like, right now they've got a coherent plan. And I think what's difficult about it, guys, is, like, this isn't a rebuilding team. They won 11 games 2 years ago. You have a lot of proud veterans in that roster who aren't looking for you to make a tournament out of the quarterback situation. And you have guys in that quarterback room who are a little bit different, Like, I think if Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel were the starter, you'd have a lot more movement stuff in the offense. You'd be kind of keying on their athleticism where, with Joe Flacco or Shedeur Sanders, you'd be playing the position in a little bit of a more traditional way. So, I mean, you add all that up, and I think, the reality is, you want to be fair to the other people on the roster. You want to be in position to build an offense that works for everybody. And you want to give the guys who are going to be on the field in September the opportunity to work within that offense. So I think that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Basis. So you at least have to accelerate the process as much as you can. And I'll be interested to see creatively how Kevin Stefanski does that. My sense was that Shedeur Sanders was pretty far behind at the beginning, did some catching up over the course of the spring. But Dylan Gabriel showed really good instincts for the position, came along in the spring. And then I think Kenny Pickett is in position to compete for the starting job. What that adds up to, I don't know, on the practice field next week, but it'll certainly be interesting to see how the refs are divided up.
Albert, I know you kind of ended your commentary on this the other day with the very ominous line about there's Deshaun Watson sort of lurking there too. How does something like how does this situation, you think, play out? Because I would imagine like the Browns can't just IR him before the season starts if he's trending towards returning, because that's an NFLPA dispute, right? Like, how does that all sort of come to fruition? What does that look like? And how do you think he factors into this quarterback competition as well?
Well, I think he starts starts training camp on PUP. And that means he can't set foot on the practice field to remain eligible to go on the reserve PUP at the start of the regular season, which would put him out for the first month. And then they kind of kick the can down the road on the decision until the beginning of December when it comes time to make decisions on what the roster is going to look like. I think the weird thing about it is, guys, is like, despite everything, he's still the most talented quarterback on the roster. And as much as you invested in him and as much as you still have to invest in him going forward based on the guarantees of the contract, selling on him now, getting rid of him now, just bailing on him now would be selling really low. So, like, even if there's, like, a 1% chance that the old Deshaun Watson is going to reemerge at some point, you've already been through an entire offseason with him. I just sort of feel like it makes sense to stash him, and see what happens. And maybe that's like just me holding on to what he was and what it looked like he was about to become over his first 4 years in the league. But I don't know that there's some huge benefit to moving off of it. So I think it's just now you take the summer figuring out how are you going to stash him, whether that's on IR or PUP.
Albert Breer on the Fan Hotline here with Nick Wilson, Spencer German. So TJ Watt is mired in a contract dispute with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Are we expecting him to show up to camp next week with Pittsburgh? And is there any end in sight to that standoff?
My easy answer for me on this is I don't know if he's going to show up to camp next week. I don't know if he knows, but I don't know. I think this is a tricky one because, TJ is a big reason why you go get Aaron Rodgers, right? Because you have this core of players that's starting to age, and TJ is going to be 31, I believe, later this year. He's not already. And you know, so you're looking at, like, a roster that, you know, you've gone all in on 2025 and bringing in older guys like Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay and DK Metcalf, and you have Cam Hayward on the back end. And so, you know, the reason why you do that is because you've been a pretty good team, like, with the core that you have, and the best player in that core is TJ Watt. And so now you're leaning into that core because you believe you can take a swing through the fences with that core, and now you're going to get rid of the best player from that core. It doesn't make sense. So I understand why things are at a tenuous point right now, for sure. The negotiation with, you know, obviously the Myles Garrett contract plays into that, that pushing the number into the 40s, and then Max Crosby and Danielle Hunter, you know, older guys are getting contracts that are in the mid-30s on an average per year basis. So, like, if you're going to sign T.J. Watt for another few years, I think it's pretty clear what the cost is going to be. And I can understand also why the Steelers would be hesitant or would want to draw lines with Watt being his age. But I don't see a result where the best thing for Watt is to move on from the Steelers, or the best thing for the Steelers is going to be to move on from Watt. So I think eventually they'll find a solution, whether that's in the next week or it's right before week one, like the last time they went through something like this with Watt.
While we're on the subject of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Albert, would you say that they are the biggest threat to Baltimore in this division, or do you have your eye on somebody else?
Yeah, I think the Bengals, like, to me, watching the Bengals offense last year and knowing what Joe Burrow is capable of and knowing the talent he now has around him, like, I think there's a chance they could be better. I mean, remember last year they had lost their offensive coordinator and Brian Callahan, and they had both the receivers embroiled in these really – like messed up contract situations where it was, I think, affecting some things on the field, right? And you had an offensive line that, like, I think you're still getting the Marius Mims to the point where he's playing to his talent. And so, like, the offense was great last year. Joe Burrow, like, from a numbers standpoint, had an MVP type of year. And, like, he could be better on that side of the ball. And then, defensively, if you can find a way to fix the Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart situations, those are big ifs, right? Like, but if you fix those and Al Golden coming in can give them a spark as the new coordinator, I don't know why that team wouldn't be thinking, like, we can make it back to the Super Bowl again. So I'm pretty high on the Bengals and where they're at and who Joe Burrow is as a quarterback, but I think the Steelers will be there in the mix too.
Albert, you're always so great with your time, man. Happy to have you back on board. Can't wait to talk to you next week when we are dealing with training camp here. You're a rock star. We appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, Albert.
All right, thanks, guys. I think I'll be there in a couple weeks, too. So we'll have to see if things can work out while I'm there.
Oh, hell yes. Thank you, buddy. Albert Breer there, MMQB on the fan hotline. Again, this week his takeaways involve the Browns in the quarterback position. Want to make sure to check that out. We got the lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.